The U.S. House Committee on Ethics is creating a subcommittee to investigate whether Congressman Don Young violated the code of conduct. The subcommittee will probe Young's expenses and travel costs. Joining us is APRN's Washington, D.C. correspondent Peter Granitz. Peter, this is not the first investigation into Congressman Young. What's new here?
Well, the release is not specific to the charges, but a lot can be deduced from it. They're looking at specific things about whether he or someone on his behalf improperly obtained, received, or accepted gifts, improperly used official resources or campaign funds for personal purposes, or failed to report certain gifts. Now, that's the legal speak. It also goes on to say they're going to investigate whether he lied to federal officials. That could be potentially big. Now, the Ethics Committee was investigating Mr. Young during the past two Congresses. That could go back as long as 4 years, and it will continue onward. And it's important to note that it did receive a referral from the Department of Justice. DOJ conducted its own review, and it closed its case without a criminal charge. But it looks like people in the Public Integrity Unit at Justice think there's cause for a congressional action. And as for the charges, it looks like they're investigating some of the expenses and some of his travel costs that maybe he was looking to have covered.
What happens now?
I spoke with staffers on the committee, and it's worth noting this is a very nonpartisan committee. The staff is selected by both parties. They can't be beholden to anyone. And I spoke with some of them, and they said that they really cannot give any information. They're bound to keep quiet. There will be no more public information, at least not until we get a ruling on it. And they did not give an indication of the timeline. I also spoke with Pennsylvania Republican Patrick Meehan. He's the congressman who will lead the subcommittee. He says he's bound to remain quiet as well, and he would not even corroborate which charges this case applies to. I did speak with Melanie Sloan, the executive director of the government watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Her group has long been critical of Congressman Young. She says the committee has been investigating Congressman Young for years, and forming a subcommittee could actually signal something different.
There's just been ethics matter after ethics matter after ethics matter involving Mr. Young, and he skates by every time. The fact that there is an investigative subcommittee finally formed is a good sign, because the committee almost never goes to that step and then finds somebody completely innocent of all charges. Generally speaking, this is a serious step that suggests the committee believes a member has engaged in consequential wrongdoing.
Peter, as Melanie Sloan just stated, this is not the first time Congressman Young has come under investigation. What's the status of the other investigations?
Well, Melanie Sloan wants to know why the committee took so long to take this step. She says the Department of Justice referred this case 2 years ago. DOJ closed its own case. It's unclear whether the FBI has an ongoing investigation. It's possible it does. We just don't know. It had one operating on Congressman Young for years that closed in 2010 with a near indictment, but they said there wasn't enough conclusive evidence to convict him.
Peter, if there was a conviction or convictions, what are the possible punishments?
This subcommittee will have subpoena power, so if and when it comes forward with a charge, it could very well be a serious one, but that's a big if. The Ethics Committee has a checkered past, but like Ms. Sloan said before, having a subcommittee investigate usually ends in some kind of result. The last time this happened was Congressman Charlie Rangel, a New York Democrat. He was censured by the House. That's a formal reprimand. But ultimately, all that means is the House votes to punish them, and that's that. Charlie Rangel's still in the House. He got reelected. Congressman Young could be censured. It's also possible, though, that the subcommittee finds that he committed criminal violations. And if that's the case, it could go back to the Department of Justice.
Peter, were you able to get any comment or any word from the congressman, from Congressman Young today?
No, I did not. I reached out to his office early this morning, as soon as I found out. And Congressman Young's spokesman, Mike Anderson, said that it's important to note that the congressman is cooperating with investigators. And another thing worth noting, that the committee itself says just because they're opening an investigation does not mean he's guilty.
Thanks, Peter, for the update.
Thank you.
That's APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz joining us from the Capitol.